With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Five Montana hospitals are settling a lawsuit that claimed they made a deal with an insurer to inflate employee health coverage prices in return for $26 million. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the hospitals, which deny wrongdoing, agreed to pay $6.9 million to employees to resolve the case. A Great Falls District Court judge preliminarily approved the settlement earlier this month, and notices were sent last week to thousands of hospital employees who could be entitled to the money. The complaint says the hospitals agreed in 2012 to exclusively buy employee health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana for 6 years in exchange for about $26 million and two seats on the insurer's board of directors. The hospitals involved include Bozeman Health Deaconess Hospital, Billings Clinic, St. Peter's Health in Helena, Community Medical Center in Missoula, and Northern Montana Hospital in Havre. Evidence is mounting that wild North American bison are gradually shedding their genetic diversity, meaning many of the isolated herds overseen by the U.S. government could eventually disappear. Genetic testing advances are bringing the concern into sharper focus. Preliminary results of a genetic population analysis commissioned by the National Park Service show three small federal conservation herds would almost certainly die off within 200 years under current wildlife management techniques. The city of Helena has reached a $100,000 settlement with a teacher who suffered hearing damage during an active shooter drill. The Independent Record reports Lynn Trenery claimed she suffered hearing loss and a permanent ringing in her ears after an officer fired a blank near her in June 2016. The incident was part of an exercise training teachers how to respond to a school shooting. Despite the challenges of managing visitors in Yellowstone National Park, the number of conflicts involving humans and bears was low in 2018, according to the park's annual bear report. The Cody Enterprise reports park officials counted 240 bear jams in 2018, but only 8 human-bear conflicts. Rangers were notified of just over 1,600 grizzly and black bear sightings in the park between March 10th and December 20th. The speed limit on a deadly 167-mile stretch of US 212 in southeast Montana has been reduced to 65 miles per hour. The Billings Gazette reports that the Montana Department of Transportation lowered the speed limit starting on October 1st. The corridor passes through the Crow and Northern Cheyenne reservations, as well as 4 counties. Eloise Cabell, the Blackfeet woman who spearheaded a lawsuit alleging rampant federal mismanagement of Indian trust funds, would have been 74 years old tomorrow. The lawsuit she championed ended with a $3.4 billion settlement, providing money for an Indian education scholarship fund and a land trust program. Cabell was a rancher who helped found Native American Bank. In 2015, Governor Steve Bullock issued a proclamation recognizing November 5th as Eloise Cabell Day. University of Montana student Joseph Grady says Cabell
stood up for indigenous identity and Native American people.
Grady is UM's student diversity coordinator. During the university's Indigenous Peoples Day celebration last month, Grady described Cabell as a woman, quote, certainly worth honoring, end quote.
Native American people and indigenous people across these lands, including Hawaiian Islands and in Mexico, have literally given up everything so that this space around us can exist. And it's not always come voluntarily. And so Eloise Cabell made a little bit of headway in that conversation. She stands as sort of a champion in that regard, where she fought for Native American people and she got some reparations.
In 2016, President Barack Obama awarded Cabell the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. She died in 2011 due to complications from cancer. In an earlier report, we mistakenly identified the age of a recently elected Fort Peck Tribal Executive Board member. As Olivia Reingold reports, Alexander Smith is actually younger than 24, making his recent election to the Tribal Executive Board a record-breaking win.
Don't let his suit and tie fool you. Alexander Smith is 20 years old. That makes him 4 years younger than the previous record holder, Ken Smoker.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to cry in Walmart just talking about it.
Smith is at a Walmart about an hour and a half away from Wolf Point because he says there aren't enough local businesses on the reservation to get everything he needs. He campaigned on the premise that it doesn't have to be that way.
Our biggest downfall is going off the reservation when we don't have to.
If the economy was better, he says some tribal members wouldn't turn to drug dealing to make money. The unemployment rate on the reservation is between 5 and 12%, depending on the data set. For comparison, the state average is just over 3%. Smith says another way to deter crime is to give kids more things to do.
Like a bowling alley or just a place for them to go and play. It'll give them that excitement and the social interactment with all the other kids.
He says he's working on submitting a grant to get a new playground on the reservation. Drug abuse and crime prevention is something he says came up at over 18 forums and rallies he held during his campaign. This was his second race. He says he ran as soon as he could at age 18. Here's Smith in a Facebook video once he won.
And I'm so speechless and shaking. Words can't describe of how grateful I am.
He grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and moved to Fort Peck shortly after graduating high school. He says he's received a few negative messages about growing up off the reservation, but doesn't see it as a problem.
Just because I didn't grow up on Fort Peck doesn't mean I never faced any of the problems that other people do.
He says he was raised by a single mother and has relatives who struggle with drug and alcohol addiction. Smith joins a council with four other newcomers. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for AmeriCorps member.